This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. Let me start off with a rather captain obvious saying. The devil is not stupid. We should learn that first of all. The chief of demons, Beelzebul, another one of his many names, does not let his kingdom be divided and crippled by squabbling and infighting. If he worked against himself by casting out his own, then Satan would be destroying his own kingdom. Humans do this sort of thing all the time, though. Nations, families, even gatherings of the family of faith can be found biting and devouring one another from time to time. May it never be so among us, is the prayer of every church. Yet it has, and it surely will again. In contrast, the devil rules over a most efficient and powerful kingdom. His demons hold sway over countless souls. They are so stealthy that they are able to lead humans around without anyone being the wiser. I always tell my kids in school, the devil doesn't come at you like this. Otherwise, you'd run away. You'd know better. He comes at you like this. Hey, what's up? How's it going? Good to see you. Hey, you know what would be fun? At least that's the way he came to me. But so has it been for millennia. So it might have remained forever as each generation marched off to hell under the watchful eyes of their demonic shepherds. And people say, how unfair is that? Yet even the complaining comes from satanic influence. Of course it's fair. Adam and Eve listened to Satan's words and rejected God's word. Each man from conception, as the scriptures say onward, has been stamped with the corrupted nature of Adam. We even read about that in our baptismal liturgy today. We each choose sin countless times in our lives. And God knows this. God is the one who provides the way out of temptation every time. Yet, we so often decide to follow the sin, not the way out. In our sinful actions, we declare, I want to be my own man. I hear it all the time. Although what that really means is, I want to be Satan's man. The prince of darkness believes in free will and free choice. Of course he does. No one should be bound to any authority. This means that no one would be bound by the word of God. This is a clever ploy, since every time a sinner follows their free will, that really means that they are following the will of the enemy. But he has deceived mankind into thinking that our free will is able to choose what is good and pure. It is one who is in the water, dog paddling, and crying from the boat, you are free! Here's an anvil. You are free! Here's a rock. You are free! Here's a weight. Like I said, the devil is not stupid. He's tricky. He makes you think and look like you're saying, I'm soaring with the eagles, when in fact you're 6 feet under the sewage. The prince of demons wants you to think that you are very moral and good. If you think that you have beaten Satan, then you proudly believe in yourselves. You think you have cast out one demon, but in reality, you have brought seven more upon your heads. You think your house is swept and in good order, when in fact a tornado is about to strike. Here's another Captain Obvious number two. Hopefully it's Captain Obvious. Alone, you cannot beat Satan. That fallen angel is simply too clever, too mighty. Your dear Lord Jesus calls Satan the strong man in our text. The strong man would hold you captive forever, and all your willpower and all your best plans and all your inner goodness, whatever that might look like, cannot get a single soul out from Satan's grasp. The next time you hear somebody say, "He's a good person." What? He's nice. Remember what I said. The stronger man saw that Satan held all of humanity in hostage. That's what the readings were about. It was as if Satan was guarding a treasure and nobody could steal it from him. But the strong man said, "We'll see about that." And then beat the snot out of the strong man. In Lent, we ponder this. We ponder and meditate upon the way the stronger man beat Satan. That is why we see these little previews of victory in the readings. Last week, Christ set free the Canaanite woman's little daughter who was badly possessed by a demon. Well, remember, she came to Jesus fully expecting to be a dog and walking away being a daughter. Isn't that remarkable? Today we hear how Christ cast out a demon that was oppressing a man. Here Satan was surely trembling in his boots, so to speak. "The guy's attacking my kingdom. He has to be stopped." But Beelzebub is not powerful enough to stop Christ, the one the scriptures call the stronger man. Perhaps a clever temptation could beat Christ, he thought. But no, we heard 2 weeks ago how Christ overcame Satan's temptation in the wilderness. Maybe if one of his own betrays him, thought the devil, surely he celebrated over the clever trick he was using with Judas to lure the Son of God into a deadly trap. But God's plans are better and wiser than the schemes of the devil. Clever as that fallen angel is, God's plans are foolproof. When Satan compelled Judas to betray Christ, that did not hurt God's plan, but instead made God's plan come to pass, because it led to the cross and the suffering of God's Son and the shedding of His blood for mankind. The very thing that would ultimately destroy Satan's kingdom was the thing Satan was trying to use to help his own. The devil's not stupid. But rest assured, neither is Jesus. God is much more clever than him. God tricked the devil into doing exactly what he thought would save his kingdom, but the devil found it destroyed it. Is Satan divided against himself? Only when the Lord God forces him to do the exact thing which is the worst possible thing for his outcome. Therefore, Christ has triumphed. He has crushed Satan's head by allowing himself to be crushed on Calvary. But whereas Christ rose again on the third day, never to die again, the so-called prince of demons is mortally wounded, never to recover, and will suffer the agony of hell's torture and enmity. That's how bad Christ beat him. But not only is he not stupid, he doesn't quit. Look in your own families. Look in your own lives. Don't just sit here and look. Well, feel free to look at one another here today. But I know that about 8 minutes post potluck, you're going to be out in your own lives, your own spheres of influence, the own places you call home, school, fun. Parents and children alike will be faced with the temptations of the strong man. Because even though he, on the day of resurrection, all this will be wiped away, and he knows it, he's no quitter. He will always try to turn you away from your children. And children, he will always try to turn you away from the godliness that your parents are trying to bring to you. There will always be trying to make this division in your home and hoping that it will fall. There are only two gospel readings for today. One of them shows the fall of the household. The other one was the Tower of Siloam, so that's why this cover on your bulletin is perfect for both of them. Saying that bad things happen, horrible things happen, and only Jesus is the way out. So if you see these struggles, kids, pray for your parents. Parents, pray for your kids. All of you need it. But now Christ, the stronger man, promises you that he's the one who carries off the treasure that used to be in the clutches of the enemy. The treasure is you. This is why Christ suffered, why he died, why he shed his precious blood. He wins. And he wants you out of the grip of Satan. Since Christ has claimed you, you are his. Now he calls on you, as we even read in Bible study today, to be that light of Christ, to seek righteousness, to seek goodness, to be the Christian the Holy Spirit has given you to be. In this way, Christ gathers his own kingdom. He gathers it around his word. Everyone who keeps the word belongs to Christ. That little girl we baptized today is not too little for this information. The Holy Spirit has made a change in her from now forever. Her name is written in the book of life. Promises that her brain doesn't understand are made and they are good. So one day when you guys are telling her about today, you'll say, by the way, all this good stuff didn't start today upon my telling you this. They started way back then, back in the early 2020s. That'll seem weird in the future. So all of your baptisms, whether they were a long time ago or a long, long time ago, or some of you, long, long, long time ago, just kidding. All of those are still as good as hers today. That's what's so great about the promises of Christ. In this way, Christ gathers his kingdom, his Holy Spirit, creating faith, creating faithful, creating those who have the Word of God, keep it, and this light of Christ that shines on people. It's pretty remarkable. Those who keep the Word are those who put their trust in what Christ has done instead of trusting in yourself. But even now, Satan keeps whispering in people's ears. The ancient serpent will always say, did God really say that to you, that you have eternal life? Did he really say that? Because, you know, it's 2022 and things are different now. Morals are different now. I mean, it was fine. This is how the devil works. He says, it was fine back then, but, you know, we live in a new time, so, you know, whatever. And that's how our sinful natures buy into that. We go, yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, yeah, whatever, it's fine. But when someone like me says, I'm sorry, that hasn't changed, you are called to be the same person Jesus called his disciples to be. You will always say, well, that's not very fair, Pastor, and it's not very woke. But we have the pure word. We have no need to listen to the voice of the Prince of Flies. He buzzes around you with annoying untruths. He may confuse you and disorient you for a little while, but Christ will keep drawing you back to Him, back to His house, back to His Word, back to your baptism, back to the sacrament of the altar. He will keep drawing you back to what the Holy Spirit has claimed. And in that word He has called you with, He has blessed you and will continue to bless you forever. The word delivers everything Christ has won for you by beating Satan. The stronger man beats the strong man. Don't be impressed at the enemy's strength because you serve the stronger man. Because you have received this gift of faith, you can see how sweet and precious God is. How precious His gospel is, His word is, the divine service is. You love the precious blessings given by your dear Lord who has rescued you from darkness and evil and has triumphantly given you to say, "This is the day the Lord has made." Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds in the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Today, let us now confess our faith as found in the words of the baptismal creed given to us on our baptism day, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.